The source from which I get these lessons on evolution is so vast that this is the third series that I've brought, all of them different from the last, and this is just on the life sciences. He has another entire section on the solar system, astronomical systems, why the concept of evolution of those things is outdated and unrealistic. But it's too much to keep going on and on and on, so we just do this in a bite-sized piece, if you can call 15 lessons bite-sized. But this finishes up the series for life sciences. Here's something that sounds a little, I don't know, esoteric, I guess, a little ethereal, philosophical maybe. The idea here is, how can the evolutionist explain the validity of thought? It goes like this. If life is the result of natural processes or chance, then so is thought. Your thought, including what you are thinking now, would ultimately be a consequence of a long series of irrational causes. Therefore, your thoughts would have no validity, including the thought that life is the result of chance or of natural processes. You're assuming something that denies everything you're saying you believe. If my mental processes are determined wholly by the motions of atoms in my brain, I have no reason to suppose that my beliefs are true. They may be sound chemically, but that does not make them sound logically. And hence, I have no reason for supposing my brain to be composed of atoms. Haldane, Possible Worlds. If the solar system was brought about by an accidental collision, then the appearance of organic life on this planet was also an accident. And the whole evolution of man was an accident too. If so, then all our present thoughts are mere accidents, the accidental byproduct of the movement of atoms. And this holds for the thoughts of the materialists and the astronomers, as well as for anyone else's. But if their thoughts, in other words, of materialism and astronomy, are merely accidental byproducts, why should we believe them to be true? I see no reason for believing that one accident should be able to give me a correct account of all other accidents. C.S. Lewis, God in the Dock. Each particular thought is valueless if it is the result of irrational causes. Obviously, then, the whole process of human thought, what we call reason, is equally valueless if it is the result of irrational causes. Hence, every theory of the universe which makes the human mind a result of irrational causes is inadmissible, for it would be a proof that there are no such things as proofs, which is nonsense. But naturalism, evolution, as commonly held, is precisely a theory of this sort. C.S. Lewis in Miracles. If the universe is a universe of thought, then its creation must have been an act of thought. James Jeans, The Mysterious Universe. A theory that is the product of a mind can never adequately explain the mind that produced the theory. The story of the great scientific mind that discovers absolute truth is satisfying only so long as we accept the mind itself as a given. Once we try to explain the mind as a product of its own discoveries, we are in a hall of mirrors with no exit. One of the absurdities of materialism, the belief that nothing exists except the material, no spiritual truth, is that it assumes that the world can be rationally comprehensible only if it is entirely the product of irrational, unguided mechanisms. We can only be rational if the mind is based on irrationality. Philip E. Johnson has also made the point that intelligence might produce intelligence. However, for lifeless, inorganic matter to produce intelligence, as the theory of evolution claims, would be an astounding miracle. By destroying the validity of ideas, evolution undercuts even the idea of evolution. Science itself makes no sense if the scientific mind is itself no more than the product of irrational material forces. A related subject is the flexibility and redundancy of the human brain, which evolution or natural selection would not produce. For example, every year brain surgeons successfully remove up to half of a person's brain. And I bet that person is really tired of it happening every year. The remaining half gradually takes over functions of the removed half. Also, brain functions are often regained after portions of the brain are accidentally destroyed. Had humans evolved, such accidents would have been fatal before these amazing capabilities developed. Darwin was puzzled by the phenomenal capability of the brain. Quote, behind Darwin's discomfiture on how the human brain evolved was the dawning realization that the evolution of the brain vastly exceeded the needs of prehistoric man. This is, in fact, the only example in existence where a species was provided with an organ that it still had not learned how to use. Thoughts are not physical, although they use physical things, such as the brain, oxygen, electrons, and sensory inputs. The mind thinks, but the brain, like a powerful computer, can't really think, nor can any physical substance. Albert Einstein put his finger on this profound issue. I am convinced that the concepts which arise in our thought and in our linguistic expressions are all, when viewed logically, the free creations of thought, which cannot inductively be gained from sense experiences. We have the habit of combining certain concepts and conceptual relations, propositions, that is, propositional truth, so definitely with certain sense experiences that we do not become conscious of the gulf, logically unbridgeable, which separates the world of sensory experiences from the world of concepts and propositions. He's quoted in remarks on Bertrand Russell's theory of knowledge. And C.S. Lewis put it another way. If minds are wholly dependent on brains, and brains on biochemistry, and biochemistry in the long run on the meaningless flux of the atoms, I cannot understand how the thought of those minds should have any more significance than the sound of the wind in the trees. Randomness. So, who or what provided humans, and to a much lesser extent animals, with the ability and freedom to think? It certainly wasn't dead matter, chance, evolution, or time. So what do you think about that?